Aircheckdownloads.com.
That's the latest news. It's 3 minutes past ten.
Thanks very much. Tony Cartledge today wearing the dinner jacket, the Metro Radio Newsreader's dinner jacket, as we get into the wartime mood today to celebrate VE Day, 40th anniversary of. Plenty about that in today's show, and plenty of great 1985 music as well, like this one from Pat Benatar. Pat Benatar says, love is a battlefield. 40 years ago today, the battlefields all over Europe finally fell silent after nearly six very long and hard years. And today's programme, of course, we're reflecting that, the 40th anniversary celebrations of VE Day. And later on, I'm going to be talking to the daughter of what could be described as an ordinary soldier, if there is such a thing. He certainly had some extraordinary exploits. He was an ordinary lad, though, from Gateshead when he got involved with the army. In fact, he was in the Territorial Army prior to the outbreak of World War II, and then was involved in the invasion and liberation of Europe and much else besides. So we're going to be looking at the ordinary soldier's perspective of World War II. And very soon I'm going to be talking to the author of a book which looks at what life was like in Germany after war. What is it like to be a conquered nation? And what was it like to be one of the troops who had to look after things in Germany after the end of the war? And that's one angle, if you like, that we're looking at today. Of course, the usual features as well. Who done it? 101 chance. And as it is Wednesday, it'll be Helen White with the cookery. Now, though, another lady to sing for us. This time, Lulu. And the title track from a great film, To Sir With Love. Just gone 10 minutes past 10, May the 8th, 1985 on Metro Radio. We will be playing one or two tracks from the period of around about Victory Day of Europe in 1945. A little bit of nostalgic music this morning. Got a couple of great tracks lined up, as well as all the current stuff, of course, and the hits from the 50s, 60s, 70s and early 80s. All to come between now and a quarter to one.
People of Durham, come on down to National Express.
Yes, here we go then with Clue 2 in today's whodunit, and as it's Wednesday, it's ladies, okay, or one particular lady indeed. She was born in a London ambulance on the way to the maternity hospital and was aged one when Queen Victoria died. She had some ordinary people in her family tree, including a London plumber called George Smith, but she is, by any definition, an extraordinary lady. That's what we're trying to find out and who we're trying to find out. Who done it today? More clues to come, of course. Okay. Dance round the, whatever you like to this one now. Metro Radio Chartbreaker from the Corgis. Yeah, Doris Day there with Les Brown and his orchestra. From about the time of VE Day, I say, playing a couple of tracks which were very popular at the time, the original version there. We're going to play something more upbeat in just a moment at the start of Duncan's Duncan, which is next.
Good day, laddie. I will leave yourself spare parts for Motica.
Yes, Duncan's Duncan time. Oh, yeah. And thanks for all your letters that have started to come in now for your mugs. We'll start to give those out tomorrow, in fact. Keep them coming in if you would like a special mug to do your Duncan's Duncan. Don't forget, I want to hear from you. But I want to hear what you do have to dunk at about this time. If you don't, just say you don't. That's all right. A particular favourite record you'd like to hear, and also a few mentions. As I say, we'll start giving those out from tomorrow morning. But let's continue our VE Day celebrations with a bit more music from the time. Just before I play the track, though, we've had a note about a combined ex-servicemen's Association's 40th anniversary of the liberation of Europe due. In fact, it's a parade from South Burns starting at 6:45 this evening, and the retreat will be sounded at 7:20. And then there'll be a buffet dance in the Greenbank Workmen's Club at 8 o'clock this evening. Tickets are £3 each, apparently, which are available for members of the Ex-Servicemen's Association or the Chesterler Street Royal British Legion. So why not get involved with that if you're in that area? 40 years separated the recordings in our Duncan's Duncan today. We started off with Opus 1, the classic track from Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, and followed that up with what I thought was a nice theme for today, Hopes and Dreams. That, in fact, is the title track from the new David Grant album, which has just been released on Chrysalis. Yeah, that's Duncan's Duncan for today. Don't forget to keep that mail coming in. The address, Duncan's Duncan, care of me, Richard Duncan. Not Dickie, not Dick or Ricky. Richard Duncan, Metro Radio, Box 261, Newcastle upon Tyne. Don't forget, very soon we're going to be continuing in the celebrations of the end of the war in Europe today, 40 years on. And I'm going to be speaking to Sybil Bedlingham, whose father, in fact, kept copious notes and diaries of his experiences in World War II as an ordinary soldier. And those diaries and letters have gone on display at the Moat House Hotel, where, of course, we were on Monday. And I'll be talking to Sybil about them. In fact, she's going to be bringing them in the studio. We'll have a quick rummage through in just a few minutes' time. But before anything else, though, clue two in today's Whodunit Ladies' Day. When she was three, her father became 14th Earl of Strathmore, and she married a rather shy man at the age of 23, who achieved a position in life which at the time was never expected of him, and the couple had two daughters. Plenty more clues to come. Don't ring in yet, please, even if you think you do know. Yeah, more of that wartime stuff. Music from around about the end of the war. That was Accentuate the Positive. Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters there. Thanks to Sybil for coming in with those letters and diaries, which are on display at the Moat House Hotel in War's End, by the way, if you want to go along and see them. Just gone 3 minutes to 11, Metro Radio, on the 40th anniversary of VE Day. A magic touch there from Loose Ends. Serving the northeast from the northeast, round the clock. This is Metro Radio.
It's 11 o'clock. This is John McKechnie with Metro News. Metro News, it's 4.5 minutes past 12.
Thanks very much, John. And the main lunchtime news and sports at 12:45, of course. Richard Duncan with you till then. Final clue in Whodunit and your chance to ring in and win. And some great music, too. Like this one from Propaganda. This is Jewel. Good afternoon to you. Yes, the afternoon of May the 8th, 1985. VE Day, 40 years on in the northeast and all over Europe, of course. Celebrations galore, including, of course, one at Tiffany's this afternoon. Lots of the night owlers going down there. Should be a lot of fun down in Tiffany's in Newcastle and all kinds of other celebrations throughout the region, of course. A couple of people who aren't celebrating, though, today are people who have had their cars nicked recently, and we're getting quite successful in managing to find these cars and get the rightful owners back to them, so let's see if we can have some more success today. First of all, a blue Mini, number THG389L, which was stolen from North Shields overnight, Saturday to Sunday, last weekend. Then a silver Cortina 2-litre GL, number XCU651T, which was stolen from the Burnmore Cricket Club. And finally, a gold Ford Granada, number TFT714S, stolen from behind Dome Road, Gateshead, on Saturday. Those registration numbers once again, THG389L, XCU651T and TFT714S. Keep your eyes open for them. If you've seen them parked perhaps near you and wonder who it is, well, give the police a call straight away, will you? Jimmy Buffett there with backing vocals supplied by R. Duncan from his album Changes in Latitudes. Changes in Attitudes. Jimmy Buffett's album, that is, not mine. Right, dog of the day. We're looking for a good new home for a mongrel dog called Tex, who is 1 year old, tan-coloured and medium-sized. If you'd like to give him a home, please contact the RSPCA, Carl Road in Bencham. Telephone number 604-187. 604-187.
Here is Blinds and Curtains.
Hypermarket, that's right.
Checkdownloads.com.